The BNI has broken its silence on the arrest of two radio panelists who allegedly threatened justices of the Supreme and High Court. In a statement, the BNI said it questioned two commentators, namely Alyssa Tyro Nelson, 41, and Godwin Akugan, 39, on their comments on Munti FM and Accra-based radio station attacking justices of the Supreme Court. To bring you details of the statement.
The statement said the arrest was premised on comments considered provocative, inflammatory and unacceptable, and had the potential of creating security challenges in arresting the two. The BNI took into consideration the current volatile security situation in the country as the country inches towards the 2016 elections. During interrogation, the suspects admitted making those statements and acknowledged that their remarks were regrettable and unfortunate. Further checks by the BNI, however, established that the suspects were incapable of carrying out their pronouncements. But this show in a show of needless bravado. It added that investigations are ongoing and the suspects are reporting to the BNI 3 times a week. The BNI further observes that so far several electronic and print media outlets have become notorious for their intemperate vituperations, personal attacks and outright insults among others. It said as part of their constitutional mandate to save Ghana's political environment for all Ghanaians, the Bureau advises all discussants to avoid intemperate and inflammatory language and innuendos that have the tendency to create fear and panic that tend to cause breaches of the peace. It knows that the right to self-expression and media freedom are enshrined in the Constitution, and several governmental and non-governmental institutions such as the National Media Commission, the National Communications Authority, the Ghana Journalists Association and other civil society organizations, among others, have a primary responsibility to regulate the communications sector and avoid inflammatory commentary that has the potential to threaten the peace and stability of the country. The Bureau assures the judiciary, the good people of Ghana, and all foreigners within the jurisdiction that it will continue to work with all the other state security agencies to ensure their safety at all times. It also advises media house owners, show hosts, panelists, and other radio communicators to conduct discussions with decorum, tolerance, and respect for the constitutional rights of others. The BNI says it will not hesitate to invoke the full sanctions of the law against any media house which ignores the warning.
Those were details of a BNI statement on the arrest of two radio panelists.
Meanwhile, a media law lecturer, Stephen Frimpomanso, has expressed reservation about the statements by the BNI warning media houses to be decorous in the utterances. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Frimpomanso said it is not the BNI's mandate to advise journalists on how to do their work, since this is likely to infringe on press freedom. He spoke to Agatha Samuel.
For the BNI to come up with such a elaborate statement, I think it is where the issue is. The BNI really is a state agency that deals a lot with investigations, and as such, most of their findings are not made public openly as you have seen it now. And that is where my problem is. In terms of rule of law, it is going beyond its bounds. The mandate of the BNI does not go to that extent, and that is where I have a problem.
So does it have the possibility of infringing on press freedom?
Oh, surely. Looking at the fact that if it comes to issuing positions of this from the security network of the country, especially when the president is himself the national security chair, then that is where the issue is. But then, let us consider the fact that the BNI works in harmony with the other security agencies. But I was expecting this not to come from BNI, from the otherwise, for example, the police, because this issue borders on criminality. And when it comes to criminal justice, I mean, the police plays a dominant role in that. And I was expecting also a statement probably to have come from an attorney general, but I think we are not there yet because there hasn't been any charge against them for them to appear in court on the 12th. So probably we are waiting for the charge to know exactly where they fall. But the common knowledge is that they are fall foul to the law in terms of criminality, and that is what we are all looking up to. When it comes to the issue of the media, well, they can be advised as they did. But whether that is their mandate is my issue. Is it the DNA that is to advise the media to really be decorous? That is a challenge, and I believe that the right thing must be done. I think they should be given the opportunity to be educated on some of these issues so that they don't go berserk. If it does that, I think it will yet run justice in jeopardy. The DNA should be advised. I think they have gone so far.
Where does the BNI come in when the print or the electronic media house is found to have made sad vile statements which falls contemptuous of the law?
Yes, they come in. That is their job. Actually, they come in, do the arrest and do the investigations. But as to where they have to really come out of directions as to how people should conduct the affairs and all that. I think that is not their job. Probably the agencies are failing. That's why they are not coming out that way. For example, the National Media Commission has done so much that we are seeing later. We can also talk about the DGA itself. It has not been able to really sanitize itself. That so long as they are there and nothing is happening in terms of order, then the BNI now has to come out to be such a person. So for me, I believe that it's a moderation kind of effect that they are doing for people to be aware that they have to do their work better.
Media law lecturer Stephen Frimpomanso.
Still on the BNI statement, a security expert Adib Sani has commended the BNI for coming out with such an initiative. According to him, the BNI is mandated to oversee all affairs of the country, both internally and externally. He said the call will help sensitize the media and also bring sanity into the country. Mr. Sani said for the country to continue to enjoy the peace and stability, government and other stakeholders must be guided by the principles of the rule of law, where nobody is above the law. He called on the people to be watchdogs over the affairs of the country.
BNI is the Internal Intelligence Agency of Ghana. It is the FBI, I must say, of Ghana. It is part of the National Security Council, which, as a matter of fact, sees to counter intelligence and the security of Ghana, both internally and externally. The BNI, as a matter of fact, is supposed to, simply put, make sure we go to bed with two eyes closed. The laws must die. Since the repeal of the criminal libel law, many people have had the opportunity to get away with so many crimes. Even when you look at the International Convention on Genocide, many of these things happening on Ghana's radio, International Criminal Court. As far as like, if you say certain things that has the potential of inciting violence, even if the violence is not incited, the fact that you even say it is criminal. And when you look at the 1960 Criminal Code Act 29, Section 207, it calls these actions and inactions misdemeanor, but it should go beyond misdemeanor. I think that we must have a look at the laws. We must reinterpret the laws, because people are, I mean, it's unfortunate many are taking advantage of the fact that there's a serious problem with the culture of impunity in this country. It is disheartening to identify that anytime any of these guys says the wrong thing or does the wrong thing and is arrested by the police, the first person to call the police commander to plead on his behalf to be released is a political figure. So we all have a role to play. In conflict analysis, we have different people and different roles they can play. We have the 1.5, the 2, and the 3. We all fit in this direct this phase, especially the media. They would have to, as it were, sanitize the airways.